I just leave them out. I don't believe going for an election here, and I don't believe they'll get one yet.
Senator Anderson in Albuquerque on 90.
Clint?
Yes, sir.
I didn't have any idea you were out in Albuquerque. I wouldn't have bothered you. How's the sunshine?
I'm sitting in the sunshine, Mr. President.
Thank God. Well,
well, you'll be in shortly in Texas, so we'll
no,
be happy.
No, they call them all back. The Republicans playing politics, and they won't let us have a rules committee meeting, and they won't let us bring up the foreign aid bill.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're calling all the congressmen back. McCormick just said that Halleck had served him an ultimatum, and he's going to find out who is speaker, whether he is speaker or whether Halleck was.
I better know who it'll be.
I bet I do, too. I want to talk to you about this rover project.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a good many people that think we ought to go on with research and study at a level of 70, 80, and 90 million a year, but we oughtn't to go any further. They think that wouldn't have much effect on your Alamogordo operation, wouldn't have any, but it would have a good deal on Pittsburgh and California. The sponsors believe that they ought to go $190 million, Jim Webb and Seaborg and the rest of the group.
They don't have to go quite that far.
And now they've come in and brought it down where they think they can get by on 149. McNamara and some of the fellows think that's going about 80 million more than we ought to go, and we're going to be committed on a basis we have on a rocket we don't have any mission for, a very high cost, incompatibility, and a lot of arguments they use. I just wanted to see what your thinking was, if I could get any responsible, objective judgment out of you.
Well, I've gone over it a good many times. Now, I agree that the Lockheed part of the program can be safely cut out. That's the reactor in flight part of it. You can drop that for 2-3 years yet, because you don't need to have a ship until you've got something to fly in it. I believe that the Westinghouse and the Aerojet contracts can be cut down some. I don't think they ought to disappear entirely. Therefore, I do think that it ought to be at least 125 million, and between 125 and 150 million. It doesn't have to be higher than that. But I think 60 million is too low.
Well, what about 70, 80, 90?
Well, I think 70 or 80 are about the same as 60. I do think you ought to get up to the 100 million figure, and I think preferably, I think you ought to go above that. But I'm not going to get distressed if they keep the work going, because it has been slowed down some, and we're a long ways into the year and so forth. I would not be crying if it was $100 million. But I think it ought to be 150. I know that 60 or 70 is too low.
All right, now on our nuclear, our plutonium and so forth, our uranium.
Yeah.
They think they can close 5 or 6 reactors at Hanford and Savannah.
Savannah River, yeah.
But they got a terrible squeal about the situation. Wait a minute.
Yes, it's a hand for the word, everybody.
They want them to wait and now go on and announce that they're going to close them, because they've got a good deal more stuff than McNamara feels like he needs, and pretty hard to justify when you don't need it. But they're going to announce that they're going to close about 3 at Hanford and 1 at Savannah, beginning December, January 1964.
Well, I
they might go ahead with the Savannah one a little earlier.
January of 1964.
No, December or January 64 or 65. December 64.
That's,
get her out the scoop selection.
That's all right. Now let me tell you what the situation is, if you got just a minute. We do need plutonium. We don't need more yellow cake. We've got yellow cake running out of our ears, but we don't have a great great surplus of plutonium. And I fully agree, however, that we will have a surplus in a relatively short time. I would say if you're going to announce that you're going to cut those three reactors back by December of 64 or January of 65, nobody could take offense.
Well, if some could cut them 5,000. We're just going to cut about 1,500 men, I think, to Hanford.
Yeah. I don't see how Scoop can cry too hard.
Now, I want you to get rested, Clint, and get in here about the 5th or 6th of January so you can move this tax bill for me. I've got to have you up there as leader, my friend. I can't do anything with these boys. I've got to have some men, and you're going to have to stop them from talking and go to voting.
Mr. President, I canceled a trip that I had scheduled for the middle of January to the Virgin Islands. I'm going to be in Washington day and night and early in the morning until late at night on the tax bills.
Well, I want you to put these books together and get Paul Douglas back in shape and Harry Bird. Now we're going to have a good budget for him, and we've just got to get that tax bill out because every man in this country is waiting to see what's going to happen, and the uncertainty is worse than nothing.
That's right, and I will do everything I can with it.
All right.
Completely right.
All right, give Henry my love, and I hope you have a good Christmas, and I'm sorry it bothers you. If I'd known you was not sunshine, I'd envied you so damn much. I wouldn't spend this much money calling
I'll get right back at it.
All right, bye. Thank you for your judgment.
You bet.